This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening, and thank you very much for subscribing as well. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Let me first speak about Bill Curry Ford. I just recently went through the car buying experience with Sean Sullivan, who has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com and writes $1,000 checks to the winners of all Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues. He plays in those leagues when you are in the market for a new vehicle. Whether it is a brand new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned Ford vehicle or your choice of many other certified pre-owned vehicles on the lot of other makes and models, find Sean Sullivan. Tell him you're a fan of the podcast. Tell him you're a football fan. Talk to him directly. He is the general manager at Bill Curry Ford. If you go into the dealership and you cannot find Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas. Grace will find Sean Sullivan. You tell Grace you're a listener of mine. She will find Sean, and you can go from there. As I have said many times on this podcast, it took me less time to trade in a 2014 Ford for a certified pre-owned 2018 Ford and get out the door than it took for T-Mobile to convert me to from Sprint. It was easier to change vehicles than it was to change phone carriers. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour Good vs. Evil Chapter 6. When you are in need of any type of legal assistance, whether that's family law or divorce, or something else. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. I'm almost close to being over my annual holiday cold. It's Black Monday. And whether you hold it against me or not, it is one of my favorite days as a football fan because of all the changes being announced at head coach in the National Football League. As 14 teams push forward towards the postseason and at least a shot, as Bill Parcells calls it, the tournament, to win a Super Bowl, six others, as a matter of fact, one is still on this list technically, and still three potential others could be making changes as it relates to their head coach. Here's what we know as of 3 o'clock Eastern Time, Black Monday, January 10th. Teams that no longer employ the head coach that started the 2021 season: Las Vegas, Jacksonville, Denver, Miami, Minnesota, Chicago. The Giants GM just, quote, resigned. Carolina is still in play, in my opinion. And Houston is still in play, in my opinion. Unless they plan to tank another season. So we have six teams on the list. It could grow to nine in the coming days or weeks. Also, and I want to start here with Las Vegas, one team could be pulled off the list. The Las Vegas Raiders, despite the termination of John Gruden during the season, made the playoffs. I think it would be wise for the Raiders to consider maintaining what they have rather than bringing in someone new with a new staff. There's enough good things going on here where you have to at least acknowledge you might be better off just keeping what you have even though the man who put all this together is gone, this group seems to be getting a good amount out of its players, and perhaps it's a sign of things to come. Many of you know of my longtime friendship with Steve Dumig, the big dog of Tampa Bay Sports Radio, the man who taught most of the Central Florida area about hockey. Steve's been gone a few years now, and his void in Tampa Bay Sports Radio cannot be replaced, and nothing has come close, which is why I no longer listen to any Tampa Bay Sports Radio. Steve often talked about Rich Bisaccia being a good choice for a National Football League head coach. There were times where Steve would bring it up and I'd just shake my head and say, Steve, I know you have a good relationship with this guy, but it's just not going to happen. Well, he's the interim head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, and good things have happened. And I got to give Steve credit here. Steve said Rich could do the job. Steve was right. And I'm often the person who says, don't get over enthusiastic about whatever the interim coach does. In this case, I make an exception. I have heard things about the Raiders going after Jim Harbaugh or other candidates. I think they should consider keeping what they have in Rich Bisaccia as the head coach and what they have with the current staff as best they can. Sometimes position coaches get offered an opportunity to be promoted, so they go elsewhere. But just hold everything on the Raiders, because something good has been happening here. And I think John Gruden still deserves some credit for that. Mike Mayock deserves some credit for that. Sure, they could go one and done in the playoffs. But you have to look at what they're doing here to see that you might be better off sticking with what's working, rather than just making a big change. So that's my comment on the Las Vegas quote-unquote opening. Look, interim head coaches win Stanley Cups. Within the last 3 years, one reached the Stanley Cup final, one won the Stanley Cup. It doesn't happen this way in the NFL, right? It's been, what, 60 years? Al Michaels, I think, talked about this on the Raiders-Chargers broadcast last night. But yeah, I think the Raiders may have something, and they might want to think about sticking with it. All right, in Jacksonville. And you know how I felt all along about the hiring of Urban Meyer. The stupidest thing someone posted on my Twitter page when I endorsed the clown out in Jacksonville's regular season home finale where they knocked the Colts out of the playoffs. By the way, some think Indy should be on the potential to make a coaching change list, kind of like later the way the Eagles did with Doug Peterson. You better not. You better not. And if you're going to let Frank Reich go, do him a favor. Let him go now, because he'll have a job in 24 hours. I know that's a bad loss to the Jaguars, but Frank Reich is a really good head coach. I would think he'd have a job very quickly. So I'm not adding that to the list. But as it relates to the Jaguars, I said on TV, on Spectrum News, I thought Dabo might be a way to go, and it was shot down by my friend Dave Worth saying, no, they just hired a college coach. Well, in this case, you're hiring a college coach with some frickin' ethics. To compare Dabo and Urban Meyer is a disservice to Dabo Swinney. Now, I have nothing to go on here. I'm just looking at how Dabo lost his AD, lost his OC, lost his DC. I know he promoted all from within, didn't have a good year. The window may be closed, and the best quarterback he ever had needs him again. Because he had an awful first season in the National Football League. And even some are saying, don't give him another bad coach because you may ruin this kid for good. So I think the time is right. If Dabo ever wanted to coach in the NFL, it's now, whether it's Jacksonville or it's Carolina. I know Jacksonville has been turned down by Dan Quinn for an interview. They have done interviews with one or two Buck coordinators. I believe the Packers offensive coordinator. None of these get me that excited. I still think Dabo might be your best choice. I also wouldn't be surprised if Doug Peterson ends up there. It just kind of feels like a compromise candidate. He won a Super Bowl. He does good work with quarterbacks. You need someone like that with Trevor Lawrence. That's one I'm keeping an eye on. Denver. Never should have hired Vic Fangio. Some coordinators clearly are coordinators only. Much like Denver can't evaluate quarterbacks other than Peyton Manning choosing to play there at the end of his career, Denver can't pick coaches or quarterbacks. Other than that, they're in great shape. Channeling my inner John McKay. Vic Fangio was not going to get anything done in Denver. Bad choice, serves them right. Some are outraged by Miami dumping Brian Flores. I don't get it. For the last 2 years, the Dolphins have been just outside making the playoffs. This year they had a big win streak after a horrible start. Last year they lost their last two. They kind of did what Indy did this year. Miami did that last year and missed the playoffs. And remember, these playoffs are now expanded. I view the expanded playoffs as a money grab and just inviting one non-playoff worthy team. I don't think the Eagles are a playoff worthy team. I don't think Pittsburgh's a playoff worthy team. I want teams in the playoffs who actually are Super Bowl contenders. I didn't see that with the 7 seeds last year. I don't see it with the 7 seeds this year. I've seen it with the 6 seeds. I've seen 6 seeds go on the road, win 3 playoff games, get into a Super Bowl and win. You tell me when that's going to happen with a 7. I'm not holding my breath. I just don't think Brian Flores did enough. And life's not fair. Stephen Ross has high expectations for that team. Even when they go on a win streak, there never seemed to be a discernible buzz and excitement around that particular football team, an attractive destination for free agents. The are they or are they not going forward with Tua? Are they or are they not trading for Deshaun Watson? Nothing they have on offense excites me at all. At running back. At quarterback. Draft, they've used high draft picks on wide receivers. What do you really have there? You have enough to kind of be 500. Yeah, as an owner, that's not good enough for me either. I think Flores did fine. I think he might have an opportunity to be a head coach again, but Stephen Ross wanted better. And remember, I've been saying all along what you've been hearing the last 24 hours of, is Stephen Ross now, who's been essentially paying Jim Harbaugh to coach Michigan, going to start paying Jim Harbaugh to coach the Dolphins? Ross says he's not. I'll just say this. If Jim Harbaugh tells Stephen Ross, I'm leaving Michigan, so don't think you're the reason I'm leaving Michigan. I'm leaving. Do you want to talk or not? And I think that's when something could get done. If Jim Harbaugh says to Stephen Ross, I'm leaving whether you offer me a job or not, but I'd like to know if you're interested in me coaching the Dolphins, then I think it happens. It's a spin, but that's what coaches and teams do. I have told you for months, Minnesota would blow it up, and they did. And for Spielman in the front office and his lousy use of top draft picks other than Justin Jefferson, and for Mike Zimmer, who goes through offensive coordinators the way I go through golf tees, serves you both right. I said you'd be out, you're out. You had a real window of opportunity there. You made one NFC championship game. You got taken behind the woodshed by the Eagles, and that's it. And it's been a steady, slow slide backwards ever since. I'm not sure what the futures of Spielman and Zimmer are, but I told you they'd be out. I told you why they'd be out. They're out. And I don't think they go forward with Kirk Cousins in the last year of this mega deal. I'd still keep an eye on what I've told friends about. Minnesota sending Cousins to Cleveland for Baker Mayfield. And Minnesota would probably send Cleveland some additional compensation to take that big contract. It is only 1 year, though. And $10 million doesn't go with Kirk. It's dead money for the Vikings. It makes sense to me that Kirk Cousins would go to Cleveland with Kevin Stefanski. And by now, I think all of you know, Baker Mayfield, 1 year left on his deal in Cleveland, needs to go somewhere else. That seems like an option Minnesota might take to see if something good can happen there. Because clearly, Kellen Mond hasn't impressed a lot of people, although his head coach who spoke against him is now gone. The long-awaited big change in Chicago just happened and probably should have happened a year ago. But because Chicago was the 7th seed, right, in the expanded playoffs, the administration and the head coach were given a longer leash this year, and it was quickly used to hang themselves. The Bears were a mess all season. It was a mistake to allow the same general manager, the same head coach, to return. I don't think Justin Fields will be a great starting NFL quarterback, but I would like to see him, when he's not on the field, actually get some coaching. Have a coach sit with him. Hand him a tablet. Rather than just him sitting on the bench with a ball cap, staring off into the distance, waiting for his next opportunity. That's not helping. That's what I saw out of Justin Fields this year. Nobody coaching him. Meanwhile, other quarterbacks, when the defense is on the field, they're working. They're being coached. They're being prepped. They're making adjustments. Never saw that with Justin Fields. Nice job, Matt Nagy. And by the way, Bald men shouldn't wear visors. So the Bears make the obvious change. I still think Joe Judge could be out in New York. I still think Matt Rhule could be out in Carolina. If Houston's going to tank another season, why pay David Culley and Lovie Smith not to coach? You seem to have a pretty good combination there of guys to tank. Although you didn't get the top pick, right? That ended up with the Jacksonville Jaguars as a result of the Lions winning a meaningless game against the Packers in typical Lions fashion. That's my Black Monday recap. Would love to hear your thoughts. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. We'll talk to you next time.